From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello and welcome everyone to our program. We'll be taking up the subject, the pictures of Christ in the Old Testament, in a moment or two, and also play for you another extract from Kerry O'Rourke's testimony. Let me also remind you of the new edition of Let the Bible Speak Quarterly magazine. It's now available, and if you contact us, we'll be happy to send you a free copy. And if you have a friend that you would like to also receive a copy, well, give us their address and we will gladly send them on a copy with your compliments. Don't forget the magazine then. It's absolutely free. Let's have our Bible reading. Genesis chapter 22. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went unto the place which God had told him. Amen, and God will bless his word. Do remember our special program next Monday morning when we look at the subject, What Really Happened in Bethlehem 2,000 Years Ago. Now here's that extract from Kerry O'Rourke's testimony. Remember, the full testimony is free on tape to anyone who asks for it.
At 16 years of age, because of circumstances within the home, I had to leave home, and together with an elder sister who was 2 years older than me, she would have been 18, we decided that we would go to London. You can imagine two young girls arriving in a city like London. It wasn't long before I was very, very disillusioned with life in London. Disillusioned to such an extent that I felt I really had to get away from it, and I applied to join the armed forces. My first posting when I was accepted into the military police was to Lisbon here in Northern Ireland. Now, I arrived shortly prior to Christmas, and everybody in the barracks had made arrangements to go home. And because it was such short notice, I hadn't any arrangements made. And there was a man that I'd never met before came up to me and asked me would I like to go and spend Christmas with him and his family. And I accepted, and on the Christmas day I went along. And I remember going into their home, and I didn't realise until I was in the home that this man was a Christian. I wasn't in the door very long before he spoke to me about the Lord. The man had actually just very recently lost a young son in a traffic accident. And yet, he was able to sit and talk to me about the love of God and God's grace in his own life. And you know, when I look back, I remember feeling extremely uncomfortable and embarrassed. And as this man talked to me about his love for the Lord, I wanted to get out as quickly as possible. I remember actually feeling quite claustrophobic, and as soon as it was possible, I made my excuses and left. And I remember getting outside and thinking to myself, you know, well, I have a new job and I have a new world opening up before me here. I'm about to make new friends. I don't want to think about God. Well, over the next year, I was to give very little thought to God. I thank God today that during that time, he was certainly to think upon me. After leaving Lisbon, I went to Germany. And when I arrived in Germany, it was a very, very small unit. I'd say 16 to 17 people within the military police unit in Hereford. And yet within that unit, there was another Christian. Now, to you in Northern Ireland, that may not seem a great deal. But certainly in England at that time, born-again believers were few and far between, and even less so within the armed forces. And here was another opportunity. And sadly, it was another opportunity that I rejected. I spent the next 2 years in Germany, And at the end of those 2 years, I took part in a course. It had taken months to do the training, so I was guaranteed that my posting would be to Germany or to Cyprus, where I would continue with the training and continue the course. And unexplainably, at the last moment, I got a posting to Londonderry. And I remember my Sergeant Major said that he would fight it on my grounds because the course would be wasted, the money would be wasted, and there was absolutely no reason why I should return to Northern Ireland having served already a term here. But it fell on deaf ears, and 2 weeks later I was on my way to Londonderry. And I arrived in Londonderry, and within a couple of weeks I'd made friends with a young couple, and they too were Christians.
The purpose of our studies, which we have entitled Pictures of Christ in the Old Testament, is to discover those things concerning the Lord Jesus that are set before us in the Old Testament Scriptures. We're turning to Genesis chapter 22, out of which we have just read some verses, and they set before us the story of Abraham offering up Isaac, or willing to offer up Isaac, in response to God's command. This chapter is a precious chapter to those who love the Lord Jesus, and we should give close attention to it. It contains the only picture of Christ in the Old Testament which distinctly and particularly shows that God required the sacrifice of a human life if sin was to be atoned for. Sin can only be expiated by a human victim dying and paying the price of redemption. The death of the animals that took place in the Old Testament temple and in the tabernacle never, of course, could atone for the sins of those who offered them. The death of those animals were but pictures of the great death of the Lord Jesus Christ that could only atone for sin. In Genesis chapter 22, and in the verse 2 of that chapter, we see the value to the Father of the one who was to be sacrificed. Take now thy son, thine only son, Isaac, whom thou lovest. Here God, in speaking to Abraham, underlines the place that Isaac had in the heart of his father. And we ought ever to remember, when we think of the cross, that there on the cross God spared not his only beloved son, but freely gave him up for the sins of his people. That lovely verse, perhaps the best known in all the Bible, John chapter 3, and the verse 16 reads, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So we see here in Genesis chapter 22 a picture of the Father's love for the one who was about to be sacrificed. You will see, too, that the work of the sacrifice on the mount involved only the Father and the Son. Abraham and Isaac had been accompanied on the journey by servants, young men, we read in verse 5. But when they came near to Mount Moriah, where the sacrifice was to be offered, Abraham said, "You stay here, while I and the lad go yonder and worship." So that the actual sacrifice and the preparation for it was undertaken only by Abraham and by Isaac. There's no mention of Sarah, the mother of Isaac. She had no place at all in these proceedings. O men and women, as you listen to me today, please see here that salvation is the work of God alone. God planned it. God carried it out. and God brings it and applies it to our hearts and souls. It is entirely of God. No one else has any part in that great sacrifice at Calvary's cross. Of course, it was of such a nature that no one else could possibly contribute. What could a poor sinner contribute to the great work of redemption? Only to mar it, and to corrupt it, and to make it of no effect. You will see also in this passage of Scripture a picture of the patience and the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ. In verse 6, we are told that Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. Now, Isaac was a full-grown man at this time, a teenager. Yet he offered no resistance to his very elderly father. He delighted in his father's will. He submitted himself to his father's commands. What a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ, as the Savior wept and prayed in Gethsemane. He said, "Not my will, but thy will be done." There was perfect harmony here between Abraham and Isaac as they went about this task. See how Isaac carries the wood. See how he proceeds in company with his father, and willingly yields up himself as his father binds him. This, I tell you, is a picture of our blessed Saviour's wonderful obedience in carrying out the Father's will to die on the cross to redeem his people. See too how that the instruments of judgment were in the Father's hand. For in verse 6 we read that Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and he took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. In the Father's hand there was the knife, the instrument of death. There was the fire by which the sacrifice was to be offered. Oh, what a picture of what happened at the cross. The fire of God's holy wrath fell upon his son. It should have fallen upon sinners. It should have fallen upon me. But the Lord Jesus Christ took the place of the guilty sinner, and the Father's wrath fell on him. Oh, what a picture of Christ. Do you see him today? I pray that God will indeed open your eyes, and that you will behold wondrous things out of his law. Remember our broadcasts next Monday, especially the morning one. We'll be looking at that subject we have already announced, just exactly what happened in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we Let the Bible Speak.